Well, we have a couple of guests joining us here in studio this morning. Bailey Smith, the Executive Director, and Kelsey B. Shorner, the Program Director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, join us here this morning. Probably all tired out from all the festivities last night.
We are. We are.
It was a great night.
It was a good night. Yeah.
Weather good.
Perfect weather.
Mm-hmm. Folks had no those kinds of excuses to stay away.
I know exactly.
We had to make some modifications to the big season opening event. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about some of those, too, because there'll be some modifications as we plow through the Christmas season. But, you know, we do what we have to do to give folks an opportunity to enjoy, but also be safe.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't want to have to cancel Christmas. You know, the year's been hard enough already. So we worked with the governor herself in her office and made sure we made minor updates to our activities so that we could continue having them. People could still get out and enjoy the holidays, but we were making sure everyone was staying safe.
Yeah, it's kind of been the way this year. It seems like every time you try to plan something, you have to double check to make sure that you can do it in a way that'll be enjoyable and mm-hmm. safe for everybody. You deal with that, Kelsey, all the time?
Yes, we do that all the time. And when we were starting to plan for Christmas, we had already talked with Beth Olson from Public Health, and we knew that we would have to probably see some modifications as the year grew on. So we just had to make some minor things because we thought of those things so early, so...
Yeah, and, you know, we'll deal with them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're used to it by now, kind
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
Everybody's pretty accommodating at this point, so, and go with the flow. So we just appreciate everybody's willingness to go be flexible and be with us. So.
You bet. Well, a lot of folks look forward to some things. And the nice thing about it, the way that a lot of the Christmas activities are done in Atlantic, you can do them in a safe way without having to make major modifications. Folks love the downtown lights.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about infecting anyone with downtown lighting, do you?
Yeah, you just cruise the loop, look at the lights, mm-hmm. stay in your car. So that's good and
sure.
easy, yeah.
Well, let's talk about, we've gotten through the grand lighting and all the activities and stuff here just the other night. So how will the year play out? Are we going to see a lot of the usual events and things happening this Christmas season?
Yes, for the most part. So we are allowed to have Santa's cabin, which is great. So he will be in town beginning November 28th. Every Saturday from 1:30 to 3:30, and then Thursday starting December 3rd, he will be in his cabin from 5:30 to 7. It's just a little different this year. One household at a time is allowed into the cabin, and everyone over the age of 2 has to have a mask on. And we have it set up so that there's a seating area for the kids to sit, and they'll get to talk with Santa, tell them what they want for Christmas, and then a socially distanced photo is also able to be taken, and then you'll enter or you'll exit the cabin. And then those who are waiting to see Santa this year, they have to wait in their car. So we have a system worked out where as you're parking, we'll greet you, get your contact information, and then call you when it's your turn to come into the cabin so that people aren't gathering outside. So that's just a very minor change to Santa's cabin. And then we are still able to have the lighted parade, which will be December 5th at 6 o'clock. Again, everyone has to park and stay in their vehicle the whole time with their windows up, but we have extended the route. It's going to start on Walnut Street and go down Walnut, turn onto 2nd Street, and then go up Chestnut, which allowed us to have more parking available for those who'd like to see. Floats can't throw out candy or any promotional items, and we won't be having any fireworks, but they'll still be fun, sparkling floats to look at, which mm-hmm. is great. And then we did have to cancel the holiday concert. Singing is a very easy, fast way to spread COVID. So we did cancel that. But for the most part, Christmas in Atlantic isn't going to look too different,
mm-hmm.
which is great.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I thought only Santa could cancel Christmas.
Exactly.
Right.
But
yes.
apparently, a virus can sometimes, too. But,
yeah.
But we figured out ways to work around it this time around, too. Very good. So it sounds like Santa's elves will be a little busier this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Santa's elves are going to be pretty busy, but...
Got to protect the big guy.
Yep, he's got a global gig. You know,
he
travels.
Old.
He travels all over the world, sees all sorts of kids, so we wanted to make sure we did our part to keep him safe while he's here so that he can keep coming back and seeing kids in Atlantic. So.
Sure. Lighted Christmas Parade coming up here early this next month. Talk about that part then, too. Do you actively go out and try to recruit folks to have different entries in the parade? Do you just kind of leave it open? What are you doing?
So, you know, the community is always really great about, you know, participating in anything we have. Obviously, this year, we hope that people will want to do something and want to be a part of the Christmas happenings this year. So we'll be talking to businesses and letting them know what to expect. So hopefully they will participate with us and make it great.
Yeah, and you can find a registration form on AtlanticIowa.com. We love when people pre-register their float just so we can give the fire department a heads up of how many floats to expect. But people are more than welcome to show up that day at 5:30 for lineup. So we had a great turnout last year with floats. So I'm hoping this year people are feeling a little more creative, want to do something fun, and we'll have a good float turnout again.
Sure. Yeah, you mentioned no throwing candy, that type of thing, which typically we don't like to do at a Christmas parade anyway because it might land in the snow or the slush.
Exactly.
Who wants that?
Exactly.
But also, are there other guidelines, things you'd like to see?
For those who are going to have floats, we would like to see the people on the float wearing a mask, especially if you can't be socially distanced. Okay. And then again, everyone staying in their car with the windows up. I know it's not ideal. And we've had a couple questions of why we have to keep the windows up. It was one of the stricter rules the governor gave us to allow us to have this parade. So stay in your car, keep your windows up, and look at the fun floats and wear a mask if you are on a float.
Okay.
Is what we're looking for.
Very good. It's a lighted parade. So obviously you want the floats
exactly,
to have lights.
Floats have lights. They can. We love when they play Christmas music. We do have one very strict rule. No one's allowed to have Santa because he does come to town again, and he ends our parade on the fire truck. But other than that, you be as creative as you want. Add all the lights. Have some fun music.
Yeah.
And I know we have a lot of organizations that like to get involved each and every year. So, and it doesn't have to be a business, an organization, a community club. It could be individuals,
too. Anyone can enter a float.
Anyone with a Christmas spirit.
Exactly.
Jump right in.
For sure.
Now, part of that is also you always have a grand marshal for the parade, and that's determined by the Scrooge contest. How's that going?
Yes, it's going very well this year. Our community has always been very good about giving back. So we've always managed to have a really successful Scrooge contest, but we're really hopeful with this year due to the circumstances of the year. The food pantry has seen an increased amount of people needing their service. So we want to make sure that we're donating enough supplies to continue meeting demand. So we have four really great Scrooge contestants who have been out working really hard, raising money. The contest ends Monday, the 24th. So if you haven't donated yet, feel free to drop off a check or food at any of their drop-off locations and help out.
Yeah, and we visited with some of those folks already on the air that are participating this year. I know they're real excited about helping the effort, and it's not really about them.
No.
They're just a vehicle to get the job done.
Yeah. And they do a great job every year.
Right. They use their connections and who they can call on, and everybody seems to be doing a really great job and being creative to try to get the most help that we can. So.
Sure. Well, very good. Well, it sounds like a lot of the activities are slightly modified for
slightly
safety.
Slightly modified, yes.
But still moving forward as kind of we usually do. There are a lot of important things that happen during the Christmas season. We want to support local small businesses. We want to try to support each other.
Yes.
We do that through food pantry donations and things. But I know sometimes we like to note folks who are making a difference in communities as well. And I know we've done the Angel of Christmas program in the past. Is that another one we're doing?
Yes, we are. We are currently accepting nominations for Angel of Christmas. Angel of Christmas can be an individual, multiple people, or an organization that show the Christmas spirit all year long. They're always giving back, helping out without being asked. Regardless if it's Christmas or not. So you can find a nomination form on AtlanticIowa.com, or you can just email us your nomination of why you think this individual deserves to be Angel of Christmas, and we'll be announcing that towards the beginning of December in a virtual way with our sponsor, Cass County Health System.
Okay, very good. So a lot of ways to note folks there too. And another thing we talked about, you know, we always want to promote and support those businesses here locally during the Christmas holiday season. We all know it's easy to go click, click, click on the internet, but who's that helping?
Exactly.
You know, nobody that you know. So help out the folks here locally and go in and actually take a look at some of the items that you might purchase and help them out. You know, it's been a tough year for everybody. So if we could finish strong, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But also, too, another way to do that is through Atlantic Cash. You still have plenty, right?
Yes, we have Atlantic Cash. Atlantic Cash is money that has to be spent at a business in town. So all of that money is staying here. And it's, so it's supporting that local business, but it's also supporting the community and projects that are going on. So we have it in increments of 20 and fives, and you can just come on down to the chamber and purchase that.
Yeah, it's a great way to you know, purchase a gift card if you don't know exactly what your person on your Christmas list would like for Christmas, but it's something that guaranteed will stay here in Atlantic, and so you're almost giving two gifts, the gift to your community and a gift to your loved one. So
very good. All right. Easy to do and easy to find. They're in $20
increments? $20
increments
and $5 increments. Okay. So, right.
So plan accordingly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very good. And it's just as easy as just make a call and they'll get them ready for you. Come down to get that taken care of real easy.
Yes.
Anytime. Excellent. All right. Well, sounds like another fun year. I know 2020 hasn't been, you know, it hasn't been a boffo year.
No.
But it's almost over. Let's finish with a bang, and then let's move on to 2021 and make that a whole lot better.
Exactly. Yes.
Excellent. Planning's already underway for all of that.
Yes.
Bailey, Kelsey, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great holiday season.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.